Om Shanti. 24th May 2019, Friday. Today's slogan: Father Shiv Shaktis who remain combined with Father Shiva, the weapons of knowledge are their decoration. Father Shiv Shaktis who remain combined with Father Shiva, the weapons of knowledge are their decoration. So there are two words Baba has used for weapons. One is Astra, another is Shastra. So the Shiv Shaktis who are combined with Shivaba, they are wielding weapons, and those weapons are these two. One is Astra, another is Shastra. And these Astra Shastra of knowledge are their decorations. What is the difference between Astra and Shastra? Shastra are weapons, physical weapons, while Astra, you have to invoke them by mantras. Unless and until you use every Astra, they are not there, but they appear. You invoke them, you chant the mantra, and then they come. Otherwise, they are not there in existence. They are not with you, you don't carry them. You invoke them and they appear, and then they disappear. There are again so many different types of Astras, Mukta and Amukta, and so many are there. There are some that can fly, some they don't fly, some they fly, sometimes they may not fly. So there are different varieties of Astras. And then there are Shastras, are simple weapons. So Baba is saying, this knowledge, Gyan, is your Astra, your Shastra. And what are the uses of weapon? Why do we use weapon? What is the purpose of weapon? To kill, to harm the enemy. Second, self-defense, you protect yourself. And third, decoration. When you carry weapon, it's sort of decoration. So when you go to any temple and you see the any statue of any deity, you will see that many of them are carrying Astra and Shastras, mostly Shastras. So they are specially to kill, they are specially for self-defense, and specially as ornament, as decoration. What about Gyan? Baba is saying Gyan is Astra Shastra, or we can use the one word weapon. So Gyan is an arm and is a weapon. So just as those weapons are used for killing, also in today's Murli Baba said, this fan is used for what? Refreshment. So also this discus of self-realization, Swadarshan Chakra, is used for refreshment. So Gyan is used to kill the enemy. Gyan is used for self-defense. Gyan is used as an decoration. The more Gyani you are, the more decorated you are, more attractive you become. So Gyan makes you attractive. Gyan makes you beautiful with all the ornaments. So Shiv Shaktis, we cannot imagine Shiv Shaktis or Shiv Shakti in a temple who is without any weapons. There are so many goddesses in Indian mythology. Each and every goddess has got some or other weapon. It's impossible to imagine them without weapons. So they carry weapons because they kill demons. They kill all those evil powers in the world. So the first purpose of weapon of Gyan is to kill whom? Demons. To kill the evil powers. And here we don't have any such demons. We have vices. So without knowledge you cannot destroy vices. And in the weapons also there are so many different weapons. The first and the most powerful is the arrow of Brahma, that is Brahmastra. It is infallible, achuk. Once, even if you invoke it, you have to shoot it somewhere. You can't just let it go. It is shown in Ramayana that Sri Ram prayed to the ocean for 3 days, and when there was no response, then he got infuriated and he invoked Brahmastra, and he was about to shoot at ocean when he came, and he pleaded, but then he said, what should I do with this weapon? So that ocean tells him that you shoot it at one place where there are a lot of evil powers, all the devilish powers are there, devils are there, so that that place could be turned into a pilgrimage place. So there are different weapons. Another is that Arjun is carrying Gandiv, that is a bow, that is also very infallible. Then that Karna is carrying that Vijaya, that is also very powerful weapon. And then Ravana is carrying Chandrahas, that's a bent sword given to him by Indra. So these are all weapons which are shown, which are very very powerful. Very Trishul is there, Parsha, or so many are there. So these are very powerful weapons which these people would kill enemy, like that Barbarik in Mahabharata. He has got 3 arrows, 3 baan. Their first arrow will tag the enemy, the second will kill them. Third is not even necessary. So even 1 Barbarik was necessary, was enough to kill the entire army of Kauravas. But then he was kept out of the battle. That's another story. So these are all arrows or sword or trident, Trishul. So different types of weapons. So all weapons have got different functions. So Baba is saying, Gyan is a weapon. Gyan is a weapon. And just as there are so many variety of weapons mentioned, this is just, we are talking of Indian scriptures. If you go out of Indian scriptures, in other religions, they have got their different weapons. In Islam, there are different weapons. In Christianity, there are different weapons. In Nu's philosophy, Europe, there are different weapons. So each religion, each philosophy has got different list of weapons. So Gyan is a weapon. So when person has weapons, he feels powerful. He feels that yes, nobody can harm me. And when you have, when we are without any weapons, what happens? You are fearful. You don't have any weapon. Just as in Ramayana it is shown, on the very first day of battle, Ravana was defeated by Ram. He was unarmed. All weapons were destroyed. But still Ram says, I spare you, because we are Raghuvanshis, scion of Raghukul. We will not kill a person who is without arms. So when you are without arms, you feel humiliated. That's how they used to insult. they would not attack a person who is without arms. So that's the greatest insult that they show. So when you carry weapon, you are powerful. When you carry weapon, you feel fearless. When you carry weapon, that is also your decoration. When you carry weapon, you can protect yourself. When you carry weapon, you can kill others, you can harm others. So, what about Gyan? In Gyan, the first thing is, you can kill your enemies. And who are our enemies? Vices, negativity, waste, some difficult sanskars, some past bad deeds, vikarma, memories, all these things. How can you destroy all this? You can destroy all of this only and only with the help of knowledge. A person has sunk in depression. How will he come out? Unless and until he gets some new point of knowledge. Unless and until some new understanding comes to him. Because a particular set of understanding has sunk him in depression. Unless and until knowledge is a light, this is darkness. So some new understanding should come. Then only you can destroy these enemies of yours. These are very powerful enemies. Strong negativity is an enemy. Waste thoughts is an enemy. Gossips is an enemy. Worthless entertainment is an enemy. Worthless sense gratification is an enemy. Self-indulgence is an enemy. No self-control is an enemy. So how can you destroy all this enemy? You can destroy the enemy only and only with the power, help of knowledge. That's why Baba said in today's Murli, whatever I tell you, that should get imprinted. Who is speaking to you? Who is telling you this knowledge? Just think. Where it should be noted. You don't have to note in your diary. Note it in your heart. So, it should get imprinted. It should make a dent. Dent, you know, on the grass. You throw something, there is a dent there. A permanent, like in a car. You throw a stone. So, there is a bent. A permanent bent. So this knowledge is also like that. It should make an impression, permanent impression. It should make a print on your heart, not just writing on the notebooks. So knowledge is a weapon. So use this knowledge to kill depression. Use this knowledge to kill waste thoughts. Use this knowledge to kill negativity. Use this knowledge to repair relationships. Use this knowledge to drive out all the past traumatic evil memories. Use knowledge to drive the demon of depression, frustration. Use knowledge, weapon of knowledge, to drive all the devils of vices. Knowledge is so much useful. So there should be a constant search, thirst for knowledge. We should be constantly in search of knowledge. That's why in today's Murli Baba said, avoid all bad company. Avoid bad company. Because that will cover your knowledge. So keep on increasing knowledge. You should have more weapons. If suppose you are fighting, and you are fighting with one weapon, and the enemy, he breaks your bow, what you will do? You should have sword. And if he breaks your sword, then you should have trident. If he breaks your trident, you should have mace, gada. You should have different weapons in your chariot. It's not that you are going like that and one is broken and then what? It's shown in Mahabharata that Bhim, he breaks the chariot of his guru 16 times without killing him. So you have to be well prepared, well armed, and you should have number of weapons. One weapon is not enough. Multiple weapons, variety of weapons, and powerful weapons, and not just And for, as I said, Shastra you can get anywhere. But what about Astra? How do you attain Astra? You have to do tapasya. You have to do penance. Without tapasya, you cannot get any of the astras. That's why before the battle of Mahabharata, Shri Krishna tells Arjuna, go and do tapasya. Whose tapasya? First Shiva. First do his tapasya. So that you can achieve those divine weapons. Take the blessings of Durga. So that you can use them, weapons, in proper way. So before, for astra, you need tapasya. Without tapasya, astra cannot come to you. So without tapasya, jnana cannot come to you. Jnana, tapasya. For jnana also, tapasya is needed. And what is the tapasya for jnana? What tapasya? Churning, listening, discussing, reading, writing, imbibing, understanding, reflecting, meditating on them, putting them into practice, converting them into drill, so many things about knowledge. This is the tapasya. And then you acquire the astra of knowledge. And when all your shastra are finished, then you can invoke astra. Invoking astra means try to remember the point of knowledge during difficult situations. It's not there. But try to invoke them. So, for astra, tapasya is needed. So, with this astra, you kill your enemies, opponents. So, this is about killing others, your enemy. The second use of weapon is self-defense. It acts as a armor. It acts as a shield. It can protect you. So, knowledge is used for self-defense. What to defend? Suppose the enemy is very powerful. You cannot win him. But at least you should protect yourself. You find it very difficult. But then, you should have some weapons, some shield, so that you can protect yourself. This is very important. So in day-to-day situations, in life, so many situations would come. Difficult situations, tough situations, interaction with difficult people, with egoistic people. How do we deal with them? You should have some knowledge. Somebody insults. For example, where we require self-defense? First, insult. Somebody insults, you have to use knowledge. Otherwise, you will go in depression. You will feel bad. Lose interest in knowledge only. Second, deception. Somebody has deceived. It's a jolt, a shock. How do you come out? How do you manage it? Immediately. Very difficult. Somebody hurts very deeply by their words and behavior. These are the two things that affect us the most. Words and behavior. That time you have to use knowledge. Somebody ridicule you. Ridicule. Laugh at you. Make a mockery of you. You need knowledge to handle that situation. When somebody is mocking at you. Fifth, somebody is criticizing you or opposing you. You need knowledge for self-defense. Otherwise, if somebody criticizes, you feel bad. If somebody doesn't listen, we feel bad. These are all the things Brahma Baba went through. He was insulted. He was deceived. He was hurt. He was ridiculed. He was opposed. So when such thing happen in life, you need very strong inner foundation. And this is going to happen with everyone. Someday or other, those who praise us now, suddenly they will start insulting. Suddenly they will become opposed. Those who support, and another is non-cooperation. Non-cooperation. People don't cooperate. You want to do something, some improvement, but there are people who are not cooperating at all. And because of their non-cooperation, you feel bad. So should you feel bad if somebody doesn't cooperate? Or false accusation. False accusation. Aarop. If somebody accuses me of doing something which I have not done, how do I feel? Very bad. So these are the seven wounds inflicted by the world. So any one of the seven, if it is inflicted, one feels very, very bad. Nobody likes to have any one of these things. But these all things will come. Jesus Christ has said to his disciples, they have insulted me and they will insult you. They have thrown stones at me and they will throw stones at you. But they have glorified me, so one day they will glorify you. Whatever that has happened with me, the same will happen with you. They will crucify me, but they will crucify me, and one day they will also crucify you. So all of the disciples, it is shown, most of them were crucified later on, after many, many years. All of them. Whatever was the fate of Jesus Christ, the same was met with his disciples. The same fate his disciples met. So, when you are insulted, you need weapons of knowledge. What knowledge? Somebody is insulting. I have to think what God is saying to me. God is saying, you are a very great soul. And somebody is saying, you are useless. Whom I should listen? To God or to human beings? Somebody is deceiving me. God has already said, trust me alone. And I did not listen to him. I started trusting 100 people. I started having faith in 100 people and I got deceived. So let me learn from my mistake. Somebody has hurt me very deeply by his words and by his behavior. It's because that shows when I am hurt, it's my fault. When I am hurt, it's ego. When I am hurt, it's my attachment. It means I was deeply attached to somebody. Otherwise, nobody has power to hurt me. If suppose there is a beggar sitting on the road, on the footpath, he abuses me. Do I feel hurt? No. I am not connected to him. I am not attached to him. But if my friend hurts me, says something bad, then I feel hurt. So that means there was some excessive attachment within me. So getting hurt means there is an ego. Getting hurt means there is an attachment. So, few days back, there was a Murli. Baba said, you are the magnifying glass. So, you magnifying glass, what happens? When you see, if you see these lines, they will appear big. You can magnify. So, magnify your own fault. Magnify your own heart. See your own heart. Why I am hurt? And when somebody, what is this? Ridicule. Laugh at me, makes a butt of mockery. Somewhere, I should not have spoken which I spoke. It was an unnecessary statement from my side. And then, opposition and criticism will come. It's not that you say something and everybody says, oh, yes, yes, yes. There are people who will come and they will criticize you severely. Very harsh criticism. In political language, it is known as to draw flak. You can see in the newspaper every day they use such words. That one political leader said something and that drew flak. Means invited opposition from everyone. And then non-cooperation will come. And then false accusation. So any one of the seven thing comes, one feels hurt. And that's why here what is needed is weapon of knowledge, shield of knowledge and armor of knowledge. You need to protect yourself with that. Otherwise, you will get influenced by any one of these things. Because these seven are very dangerous things. They hurt. The soul is very sensitive. They hurt the sensitivity of the soul. And one feels like to cry when somebody is insulted. Close the room, go inside the room, close the door and windows and cry loudly. In front of mirror. Wherever, whatever. One is insulted, one is hurt, one is ridiculed, false accusation. You have not done anything. But they say that you have done it. And you don't give you any chance to speak at all. Many people give up the organization because of any one of these things. They say we are working so hard and yet people oppose us. Yet they insult us. Yet nobody cooperates. Yet people laugh at me. They hurt me every now and then. They deceived me. They told, come to our department. We'll keep you very nicely. And I found I have been made a doll in their hands. So any one of these things hurt. So what is needed here is astra and shastra of knowledge. So this is the second part. First, knowledge is needed, weapon is needed to kill the enemy. Second, for self-defense. And third, decoration. So when you have a lot of weapons, you can make a little show off. So it's actually a decoration. So all the devis and devatas, they are shown with lot of ornaments. And as I said, you should have lot many. Because enemy is very powerful. Very, very powerful. He has many weapons. What are the weapons of knowledge? Ravan? Ravan also has got many weapons. Negative thoughts, waste thoughts, gossips, social media, feelings, jealousy, vices, attraction, internet, fashion, food, many are there. So these are all the weapons used by Ravan. When he sees that you are absolutely a great tapasvi, but he will find out some way to make you fall. There must be. He is such a clever enemy. He is also very jnani. Ravan is very tapasvi. He is not an ordinary person. He is very, very jnani. He has read all the scriptures. He understands everything. Very, very knowledgeful. So he has full knowledge of Ram. He keeps himself updated. So this is our decoration. So knowledge should be used to kill the enemy. Knowledge should be used to protect ourselves from those seven deadly things. And knowledge is our decoration, our ornament, our beauty. The more knowledgeful one is, the more beautiful one becomes. Om Shanti.